When we look at Parshat Balak, we realize that despite the years that have gone by and so many things have changed, we realize how many things remain the same. We have a number of factors that lead to this feeling. Part of it is we have a coalition of two people who couldn't get along in terms of biblical history, and that's Moab and Midian. And now they find a common enemy. Of course, the common enemy is Israel, and that brings them together. They're able to reconcile their differences because now they have decided they can fight with us. But to understand the background of the story, and we're told in the very beginning in Parshat Balak, the king of Moab, Balak, he sees what has happened to the Amori, and that's what gets him excited, and that's what gets him to try to cause about, and that's what leads him to start this war against the Jewish people. But it's an unconventional war, and that's something we also need to pay attention to. For some reason, instead of taking to battle, and perhaps that's what he's afraid of, he goes about to try to curse the Jews, and he goes looking for somebody named Bilam. Now, Bilam, for various reasons, reminds us of Avram Avinu. It's where he comes from. It's kind of the way he behaves. He gets up early in the morning. He has people traveling with him. There's various linguistic and issues of substance in terms of linking Bilam back to Avram. In a certain sense, he may be an Avram wannabe. But in order to understand the story, we need to go and look a little bit back into the various protagonists. There's a difference between Midian, Moab, and the Amori. Since the Amori are one of the, what we can call the Canaanite nations, who are going to lose their land when Israel comes back. All the way back by the Brit HaBitarim, we've heard about the Chit HaAmori, which means their sin needs to be complete, they will lose their land, and at that point the covenant which God forged with Avraham Avinu is going to come to fruition. At that point the Jews get into the land of Israel. But Moab and Midian, they're different. And I think if we, again, go back and identify who they are, then things will become a lot clearer. Of the two, the one which is more familiar to us, perhaps, is Moab. Moab is a tribe which comes from Lot. Lot is the nephew of Avram. Lot grows up in Avram's tent. Lot, and the Torah tells us this, Moab should have shown appreciation to their cousins. We're family. They should have come out and treated us with chesed, because after all, that's the responsibility of growing up in Avram's tent. You learned about chesed. You learned about kindness. That's how they should have treated us. But again, Lot has always been an interesting character, and instead of being somebody who's secondary in Avram's tent, he chooses to become what we can call the chief rabbi of Sodom, that he sees as a preferable position. And apparently when he leaves Avram's tent, he also leaves some of the teachings behind. And now, instead of coming out and trying to welcome us, they think of a way to curse us. But if we think about who the other protagonist is, Midian. Midian, if you go all the way back also to the book of Bereshit, we find that Midian is the name of one of the sons of Avraham from one of his concubines, from one of the Pileshim. Which means this confederacy of Midian and Moab is a confederacy of the family of Avraham, of those who have, perhaps we can say, have been sent away. Those who, the covenant that God forges with Avram, does not go through these particular members of the family. And now these displaced members of Avram's family join together. But that's what's so interesting. They seem to know about Avram's blessings. They seem to know that Avram has God on their side. They seem to know that they can't just go to war and they're going to lose. And that's why they choose an Avram wannabe, like Bilam, who comes from the same hometown as Avraham, and maybe he sells himself as the second coming of Avraham, but that's where they turn to him. Which means understanding the protagonists of the story explain the story. They're not willing to fight, they're willing to curse. They're not willing to befriend, as they should, but when they do befriend us towards the end of the parsha, it's in a cynical way, using the type of behavior which was eschewed by Avraham, but perhaps was part of what the children of Lot learned during their time in Sodom.